It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So they're asking you to conserve water in Plaquemines, Jefferson, Orleans Parish because of problems with the lift stations. Basically, if I can give them Newell Norman's here, I'm Tommy Tucker, with an encapsulated version of this. What happens because the pipes are broken, you get water that should drain from the streets going into the water that's being drained in the sewage line, and the lift station's overwhelmed. Accurate?
Yes.
Okay. J.P. Morrell did text us just now and said, scratch what he said, widespread street flooding in Gentilly Terrace, higher than he's seen in years, at least in his neighborhood. If you got any reports of street flooding, we'd love to hear from you. Hurricane Francine, the rain part of it would appear to be over, but Newell, again, what happens, as you well know, is that it's after the rain stops and the water starts to pile up.
That's my wife just sent me pictures of our street. We never get standing water in our street. It is rare, and it's just at the height of the curb, and that's never been the case before.
Lewis Pomes joins us now.
Pomes,
I'm sorry.
President of St. Bernard Parish. Lewis, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
What's going on in St. Bernard?
Well, we had a whole lot of rain. It could have been a whole lot worse than what it was. It looks like it's starting to clear up a little bit, but I think in the last couple of hours, we probably had close to, about 4 inches of rain. With that amount of rainfall coming down in a short period of time, and of course, we have a little bit of street flooding. We have a little power outage in certain areas in St. Bernard Parish. I think we've got right around 900 customers that are out of power as we speak. A couple of streets that are holding water. Nothing much further than passing the curve. There's no threat on getting any water in any houses that we know of. We do have all our pump stations up and running right now. The pump operators are going to be in there all night and probably all day tomorrow. But we're asking the residents of St. Bernard Parish to stay put, stay at home, until we give them the all clear.
I'm sorry, Neil, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Lewis, with the track that this storm took, it really didn't put much pressure on your levee system at all, did it?
No, not at all. And tell you the truth, I thought it was going to put a whole lot of pressure on the eastern end of St. Bernard Parish. And outside the hurricane protection system, we have tide protection levees in Delacroix and in Woodlake and in Rajo and in a Florissant area. And I thought it was going to put a whole lot of pressure on that, and we made out really well on that end so far. I think we dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the power outage situation. Seems like y'all did pretty well there too, huh? Are doing pretty well so far.
We did pretty good with that, you know. Yeah, we did really good with that. It's just down trees, you know, falling trees that hit the power lines in certain areas that pulled the power out. And we've been working real close. I mean, the first power outage we had was off of Bayou Road down on Janelle Drive, and we had about 360 houses that was out. And within a half hour, they arrived with the linemen, and we was back up and running in that area within an hour. So it was amazing. Well, then once the wind picks up over 35 miles an hour, you know, them guys can't work. It's unsafe for them to work. So we just got off the landline with them. They're going to come back on as soon as the wind dies down. Or if not, they're going to be out first thing at daybreak.
Yeah, Lewis, I know that y'all are in the process of your assessment. Y'all didn't put in a curfew or anything, did you?
No, we didn't have to. All our main roadways were still clear with no debris and no flooded water. And even on the eastern end, outside hurricane protection, we didn't have to put a curfew. You know, I'm very impressed with that part. Although we did, you know, we have our law enforcement. We have one of the greatest sheriffs in the state of Louisiana. I don't know, you did an awesome job yourself. But they had a checkpoint down that way, and everybody that was going in and out, you know, outside hurricane protection, they had to go through the checkpoint. Our sheriff's department, they out riding around, and of course, along with the public works employees out on the streets and looking, you know, for flooded streets, things that people are not out looking at that our guys can catch and, you know, get an eye on that.
Lewis, yeah. What about, if I can ask, what about lift stations? Any problems with those at all, like the other parishes are having?
Well,
your sewer lift station.
As long as you don't lose, if you don't lose the power in that area, you okay. But once you lose the power in them sewer lift stations, I mean, you have to get a generator to them and get them up. And we have a little over 100 sewer lift stations in St. Bernard Parish. And so far as we speak, we had problems in one area with the sewer lift station.
So because so much of the map is in green and you didn't lose power, you got more than enough generators. That sounds accurate?
Yeah, absolutely, yes. Well, not just the generators. We do have a lot of our sewer lines are on gravity feed, so okay. That's a major help right there. You know?
Absolutely.
This man across from me knows some stuff, Lewis. I'll tell you that. He's teaching me stuff during the commercial breaks. Look, I'm sorry about mispronouncing your name. It's been a long day, but I do like your hat, and I mean that sincerely. You rock that hat,
man.
I'm telling you. You really do. I mean that sincerely. Noel, anything else?
No. Lewis, thank you so much for joining us. We know you're busy. We truly appreciate it.
Oh, unless there's anything you want to add.
Yeah, I just want to tell Newt, congratulations, man, on your anniversary. It's at 7 years of being out of law enforcement.
They threw a hurricane for me.
It threw a hurricane party for you.
Lewis,
I'm going to get the party to go with the hurricane.
We're going to put you on hold because I got to get your address for the tribute dinner for the tickets, okay?
You got it, man. We'll talk with you guys later.
The bad news is they're expensive. The good news is you can wear your hat.
There you go.
Thank you, Lewis.
That'll work, man.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Lewis
Pomez, president of St. Bernard Parish. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.